We say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Walking home late at night? We've got you. Discover Kingston's only nighttime safe walk service, Queen's Walk Home. 100% free and student-run safe walk service, so you never have to walk alone. We operate 7 nights a week, getting Queens and Kingston community members home safely. Requesting a walk is simple. When it's dark out, just call 613-533-9255, start a live chat at walkhome.ca, or visit our kiosk on the first floor of the JADA. Two walking partners will meet you to drop you off at your destination safely, no questions asked. Visit walkhome.ca to learn more about our hours, boundaries, and terms of conditions. Walk smart, walk safe, walk home.
What's that like, the taste of butter? A pretty dress? What's that like to live deliciously?
Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
Thinking about things.
welcome to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Dakota by Stereophonics. I was struggling to figure out what to play this week, so I was studying with my sister and her friends because all my friends are done their exams, and of course I'm not. And they're like, you should do Stereophonics Dakota. So I went off of that, and then it went from there. So what I have up next is Oh Baby by LCD Sound System, and then after that, because I wanted to pair it up, is Combat Baby by Metric.
Thank you.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Combat Baby by Metric, and then before that it was Oh Baby by LCD Sound System. What I have up next is Under Control by The Strokes. It's kind of indie sleaze, but not really. I find that hard to, like, determine what indie sleaze is. It's just, like, you know, it's different, whatever. I have a bit of trauma talking about indie sleaze because it must have been 2 years ago now. I was throwing a New Year's party at my house at home with all my, like, friends from high school. And I was like, guys, we're gonna do an indie sleaze themed. My friends and I decorated, like, we got it all ready. We had a playlist, like, everything was, like, set. And then we're like, you have to dress sort of like, you know, like you're a member of The Strokes or like you're Sky Ferreira. And so I was like, I'm gonna do that like side bang thing and try and get my normally cut, normally styled bangs into side bangs. And so I was using like a straightening iron trying to like fix it. And the straightening iron short-circuited while it was in my hair and burnt off my bangs. So for about 6 months, I had like and it was like the most embarrassing thing ever because I'd like push my hair back and there'd be like burnt pieces like sticking out of where my roots are. And it's all because I wanted to do an Indie Sleeves themed Halloween party. So I have a bit of trauma. Anyway, up next is Under Control by The Strokes.
Control.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Sprawl 2, Mountains Beyond Mountains by Arcade Fire, and then before that, it was Under Control by The Strokes. What I have up next is Pacific Theme by Broken Social Scene. I feel like this is an underappreciated song on their album You Forgot It In People. I just recently discovered it. I'm kind of lacking on, or not lack, not, I sometimes lack listening albums cover to cover, and then I like discover songs and it's like, oh, I've listened to this album, but I haven't, or listened to songs from this album, but I haven't like fully dove in. And I feel like I need to start doing that with, take more time with music, if that makes sense. Maybe I'm just being too introspective and different or whatever. I'm kidding. And then after that, I have Summer Babe, but it's the winter version, by Pavement.
Thank you. you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Hey, this is Brendan Canning from Broken Social Scene. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Fingers like they kissed another meal, but she waits.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was A Tear for Eddie by Ween, Summer Babe, but the winter version by Pavement, and then Pacific Theme by Broken Social Scene. Underrated. I think Ween's honestly underrated. I feel like you have to be in a very specific community for people to know Ween and what you're talking about. I was introduced to it not this summer, but like last summer, by one of my best friend's boyfriends, and he was like, "You guys should listen to Ween." And then it was like, it became a thing for me. A little bit of a phase. I have to say, I have a CD. So maybe more than a phase. I feel like once I commit to buying like music on like a physical music, then it's like, oh, I've committed. And I can't be like, oh, I don't like it anymore. So I have committed to Ween, and I do in fact really enjoy them. And I think this song is awesome. I don't really have much more to say about it, but I really like, I like Ween. I like Pavement. I was at my friend's house the other day, and she was playing Pavement because she just watched the, like, I don't know what to call it, if it's like a mockumentary or a documentary or a biopic, like the Pavement one. And so she's been like back listening to Pavement, and she was playing it, and I was like, is this Wilco? Which is kind of embarrassing because I'm supposed to like know music. But we've come to the conclusion that Wilco is just a little bit more of a twangy Pavement. And like, come for me if I'm wrong, but that's our take. Sorry. I'm switching it up a little bit with the next couple songs, or the last like four. The next one, it's kind of throwing it back to the indie sleaze I mentioned earlier. This is like the new era, it's the revival. Is Meridian by The Help, and then after that it's Grow Up by Bass Victim.
When you talk too much and the sun escapes between what I say, I can tell myself what you said. Anyways, better walk back on the fairway.
Make peace again, make sure you spend every dollar you make is every dollar they take.
Continuum.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Grow Up by Bass Victim. And then before that, it was Meridian by The Help. This is what people are calling the new indie sleaze revival. I don't know if I fully agree. I understand it, but I don't know if I agree if it's indie sleaze. But I think it's more hyperpop, in my opinion. Maybe I'm just, like, too different and have to disagree with people. But I think it's more hyperpop than indie sleaze, but people are saying it's indie sleaze revival, which is kind of sick, and I think we should bring it back. I think we need people going to clubs dressed like they're the Strokes, wearing ties, and dressing like Julian Casablancas and Sky Ferreira. They're like the two. I've mentioned them twice now. They're like the two when I think about it that come to my mind. I think we should do that. Bring back partying, maybe. I think we should also bring back Tumblr, New York. Yeah, I think we need to bring that back. Like, let's bring back New York City. I feel like people don't talk about New York City anymore. It's like LA. And I think we need to bring back New York. Yeah. I got in trouble from my friends at home because I said I wanted to live in New York or Seattle. Seattle won because they have a good genetics program, and that's, like, my schooling. And then New York because, obviously, I want to live in New York City. And my friends got, like, so mad at me. Maybe not mad. Confrontational is the better word. Being like, you're not going to be in Sonic Youth. You're not going to be the next Kim Gordon. Like, you're not going to do that. Like, why would you want to go to New York? Why would you want to go to Seattle? If you want to find new indie music, you should go to Montreal or Toronto. I'm like, well, yeah, but I've also, like, lived near Toronto for 10 years. And then I guess I lived near New York when I lived in Boston. But, like, I was, like, 10. So it doesn't count. So maybe one day I'll be in New York or Seattle and I will be telling my friends that they were wrong and it's actually kind of sick in New York City. Anyway, that's like my side note. What I have for the last two is Grimes with Genesis and then Teardrops by the XX. This is like they just released a bonus edition of this album. I think it was with four extra songs, which is really neat. I don't know why. It might be like a anniversary type thing. I'm checking. Hold, stay with me. It was just a deluxe. Came out November 19th. Don't really know why they released a deluxe version, but we got four extra songs, which is kind of sick. Wait, no, not four. Five. Even better. Can't count. That's pretty much it from me. I think the next episode will be Christmas, which is insane. I think it's Christmas Eve, and then after that it's New Year's, which, like, ew, what the heck? Yeah, it's Christmas Eve. So I'll be back here 4 p.m. Christmas Eve. I hope everyone is enjoying holidays, the winter, and everything beyond that. Here's Grimes with Genesis.
CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media. Check us out on Twitter at CFRC for the latest program and news updates.